more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And welcome back to ESPN Radio Savannah Hill, man. I'm Carl DeMasi. It's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's the Coach and Makos. And this is a special segment for me. I love doing this. This is where we bring on the good kids, kids that have done special with athletics. And if you have somebody, like I say every week, I'm a broken record, please give me a call. Here's my personal number. Here's my cell phone. Never shuts off. 912-507-9158. Tell me about your kid. Text me. And let's get him on the radio. Let's get him a little more publicity. And you can go to my Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sportsport. You go to Melissa Mako's page and nominate him there. You can go to her Snapchat, Instagram. I don't know. She's Miss Social Media Queen. She'll tell you all about it. But, I mean, what can I say? This girl is special. Yes, I teach at Islands High School. I've watched her grow since she's been a freshman. And I'm just telling you, unbelievable season. I mean, 781 on the baseball field, a slugging percentage of 1.487, on-base percentage of a 796, 28 hits, including 7 doubles, 4 triples, 5 home runs, and I think 5 of them over the fence?
No, I didn't have any over the fence.
None over the fence, but they're inside the park home runs and 41 RBIs. She's been a Savannah Morning News first team all-grade Savannah softball player for the last 2 years as a freshman and sophomore. I think she'd be a lock to do that again. All-region player. So she's joining us now in the ESPN Savannah studio, Savannah Mall studio. She's this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week junior from Islands High School, Rebecca Davis. And you know what? I've already interviewed her because she won this last year pitching, right? Is that why I had you on pitching? Well, this year it's because you're hitting, but I'm going to turn it on over to the old softball player. She's not really old, but she knows a little bit more about softball. My sidekick now, it's Melissa Mako's.
All right, we are Facebook Live-ing this, Carl, so...
Go right ahead.
Hold on, let me get these head...
You got to turn it around.
Oh, yeah, all right, you got to turn around a little bit. We're Facebook Live-ing. I'm trying to teach Carl the... hold on, let's turn around. The ways of the... social media. Becca, so thankful to have you here. As a former softball player, Division I softball, so impressive, your numbers that you've had so far. Just talk about what your off-season routine is like, because we all know that it doesn't happen during the season. The hard work goes in the off-season. What is your workout regimen like?
I normally just hit, and I practice hitting. I got a new bat this season, thankfully, but I normally hit. I go pitch with my dad. I work on some fielding, and just pretty much it. Just work as much as I can.
718. I'm surprised that other teams aren't walking you. do you find that other teams are intimidated by you when they're pitching against you? Do they know what your batting average is? Do they understand that every time you put the bat in your hand that you're more than likely to get a hit?
I'm not sure. I don't really ask them, so I don't know.
Tell me when you started playing softball.
I started playing when I was like 8 years old. I mean, that's as much as I can remember. I just remember that because it was my first real team, and that was my number, 8, and that's always been my number since, except whenever I got high school.
What's your number in high school?
11.
You should be 21. 21 is the cool number. So you were 8 years old when you first started playing. When did you realize that you had the talent to take it to the next level?
Probably whenever I got into high school and I was pitching as a freshman, and then this year my hitting just went skyrocketed, and so that's whenever I started to realize, oh, I probably could end up playing in college.
Was there one specific memory that stands out for you this year thus far?
Whenever we beat Jenkins for the first time, that was an amazing experience. So,
and what was it like beating Beach?
I teach at Beach. He likes to rub that in my face a little bit. Your season so far, has it lived up to your expectations?
Yeah, we played 15 games whenever we were supposed to play around 30.
The weather.
Because of the weather, we had so many cancellations. We couldn't play as many games as we wanted to.
And you're planning on taking your game to the next level. You're only a junior. I say only, but this is where the recruiting really starts to get hyped and coaches really start calling your coach. Where would you like to play, and do you want to go back to pitching, or you strictly want to hit and stay in the field?
I like pitching. I've been pitching for 5 years now, so I'd like to stay pitching, but if I have to hit and stay in the field to play in college, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, that's what I did. Pitching wasn't as good in college as I was in high school, so it was all about being on the field for me. Where do you want to go, or who's been showing some interest in you?
I want to stay in Georgia, but if I have some offers out of state, I'd love to, but I mean, I don't really know yet. I haven't started looking that deeply into it.
Coach was getting on the Twitter and getting on his Snapchat and his Instagram talking to your coach a little while ago, and he mentioned that Mississippi State, Longwood University, and the Georgia College have all had some interest in you. If you had to pick between those three, what's your thought process?
Georgia College is closer to home, but Mississippi State has a beautiful campus, and I love the coach. So,
and now we wouldn't be talking about playing sports in college if it wasn't for academics, because I like to stress the student athlete.
Yes.
Your grades are amazing. Talk about how it is to balance the two, academics and athletics.
I have to stay focused. Whenever I come home from practice, I have to go straight to do homework. And then if I have time to practice after, like go home and do drills and stuff, I'll do it and I'll think about it and I'll watch videos of how to do stuff. But I'll do as much as I can, but it's homework comes first.
And your parents are here, your brother's here. Obviously, you've got a great support network. How important is and friends? You've got some friends. Your fan club is here. How important is that family support and that support from your teammates and from your friends?
It definitely gives you a different drive, saying that they'll always have your back.
So. Yeah, that's definitely important. Next year, senior year.
Yes.
How stoked are you for your senior year? And do you have you set goals? Have you set expectations for what you want to accomplish next year?
Not yet, because I don't know what we're going to be doing. Because I know we're having a lot of people that are moving or they're leaving. So we're really just going to try and build the program, continue to build the program up, and do as much as we can.
Do you feel, and this is just kind of my personal question, do you feel a little handicapped by playing in the fall, since most states play softball in the spring, baseball's played in the spring? For me, it was weird when I first moved to Georgia that softball was played in the fall. I'm like, yeah, fall ball, okay, that's cool. Do you feel that kind of hinders you when it comes to the recruiting process?
I mean, not really for me, since I play travel ball.
Okay.
So, I mean, not for me, but I feel like for other people it may.
You talk about travel ball. Who do you play for travel ball?
Angels.
Yes, the Angels. How important is playing travel ball in terms of getting recognition for playing at that next level?
I love it, but it might not be for everybody. But I think it's huge for recruiting, because it gives you, you're playing the entire year. It's not like you're playing like 3 months out of the year and then 9 months not. You're playing for pretty much the whole year. You're always practicing, you're building your game up more and more.
Did you in terms of getting your game right, take lessons? What did you do? Because this doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
Like you were mentioning, you have to practice your craft. Mm-hmm. And games are won and lost, in my opinion, in the off season. Mm-hmm. So what did you do in terms of lessons, and how much did that take away from maybe your social life?
I would have hitting and pitching lessons. I went to this lady named Kissy Brasol.
Mm-hmm.
We went to her for probably a year, and I had hitting lessons and pitching lessons, and my hitting definitely improved, and my pitching definitely improved, and my dad helped
me. She said her hitting improved. This girl's batting 718 with an on-base percentage of just under 800. I'd say success right there. Again, a 700 batting average. Did you ever expect to be hitting so well? I mean, that, like we were talking earlier, that's Xbox numbers. That's not even, that doesn't even sound human.
I wasn't expecting it. I was just trying to get on base as much as I can and make contact with the ball. So that was what my goal is.
I think Carl has a couple questions for you. Carl, you want to step in here?
You want the teacher come back?
Yeah, sure. I'll take it over here from the Facebook Live. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've gone almost through the whole segment, and, you know, Rebecca, we did this last year, and, you know, I just love watching you play, and, you know, you got to be modest about it, because when Coach Nick Pugh is the head coach at Islands High School, asked you to play the shortstop because he told you that's what the team needed, what was your reaction to that?
At first, I was kind of upset because, like, pitching, I've been pitching for 5 years, I wanted to pitch, and then I realized the team needs me to play shortstop, so I'll play, and I'll do my best, but I did as much as I could.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've done a great job, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay? And we got people looking in the window here, looking in the back door. Okay, so of all your teammates, who are you the most proud of this year and why? I'll put you on the spot.
I'd probably say the freshmen and the people that just came in this year, because they've bought into our program and it succeeded very well.
Well, I'm not going to let you get away with it, but there are three seniors that are pretty special to you that have been with you through this whole thing.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about Jennifer, Freeman.
Yes.
Okay, I always mess her name up. Marissa Bodenrader, and of course, Stevie.
Reagan. Yeah.
Tell us about the seniors.
Oh, man. I don't know what we're going to do without them next year. Jen plays third and has a great at-bat. She's our, I don't know, four or five hitter.
Clean up.
Marissa.
Power.
Mm-hmm. Marissa
is
plays.
Is Marissa.
Marissa's Marissa. She plays left field. She's always, she has everyone's back. She's there. And Stevie, oh my gosh, she's an amazing outfielder. I don't know what we're going to do without her next year.
Well, you know, they've helped get the program where it is. They came in with Coach Pugh and they've done a great job. Mm-hmm. You've done a great job. Phenomenal season. And here we go. And we can add another one to your list. I do have, I didn't give you a t-shirt last time, did mm-hmm. I have new t-shirts being made, but the place closed down before I got there yesterday. So, but I will give you one in school on Tuesday when I go pick them up. But once again, you are this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Rebecca Davis, batting average for the season, .718. On base percentage, .796. Slugging percentage, 1.487. Let me get this right. 1.487. So pretty impressive this year. And keep up the great work. And we got another year to be together. You can do this a third time next year when you announce what college you're going to go to. Just keep up doing hard work. I know you'll be good. And once again, she's also a great student athlete. Only carries a 89, 90 grade point average. So, but anyway, the plaque from Dr. Bart Weatherington again. Put it on your wall. And I promise you this time you'll also get a t-shirt, which I know you can wear proud and say, hey, I was on Coach's show again. Let's thank Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right there at Eisenhower Drive. That's 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic for all your chiropractic needs. I'm a little nervous. Oh, you stopped doing the Facebook thing. Yeah, I wasn't nervous talking, but you got this one over here. Melissa, Facebooking, what do you call it? FaceTime?
Facebook Live.
But anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to talk a little Georgia football with the man himself, former Georgia Bulldog, 1980 national champion football player, Kevin Jackson. We're going to have the dog talk in a couple of minutes. Just stay tuned. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton, Ed, and it's the Coach of Makos. We'll be right back after this. Cody, you know what to do. Take us away.